You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, the Orioles, as we record this on Thursday evening, they dropped 2 of 3 to the Mariners. A little stumbling block in the sense that they hadn't dropped a home series all year, which says a lot about how well they've played at Camden Yards. But I wanted to start the podcast by going back to Wednesday night and Zach Britton getting a 5-out save. It's not something closers are asked to do a lot. And it's not something Britton's been asked to do a lot. But what was the reasoning for it? And is it something we could see again with the Orioles, with Buck Showalter going to Britton for some extra outs?
Well, he did have 4 days off, I believe, so they knew that they were going to be able to extend him if needed. But really, it's a product of a few things. One, the fact that lefty Brian Mattis, who's their only other lefty in the bullpen, is struggling and has struggled since he came up. So because Brian Mattis isn't pitching the way he should be, late in the game like that, bases is loaded, they have to look for an opportunity to insert a lefty. And that is why they use closer Zach Britton. So it's certainly something that's going to affect the decision-making going forward. Britton, I don't expect to get a whole lot of 5-out saves, but you could see him come in and get that last out of the 8th inning. They could try to rest him a little bit more so he is available. Buck kind of joked around. He said the temptation is to use him in the 7th inning. He's just that good of a pitcher. But you've got to be careful, of course, with innings and appearances, especially when you're only in May.
Yeah, luckily at least they have some other effective guys like Darren O'Day down there, so they don't have to go to him in the seventh. And you mentioned the struggles of Brian Mattis, and they really jump out. His struggles in the bullpen, also Ubaldo Jimenez's struggles in the rotation, and his inconsistency. When you look at those two guys, obviously Mattis still, I guess, kind of coming back, but do either of them are either of them in danger of really losing their role on this team?
I think Mattis more so on the immediate front than Ubaldo. Jimenez is a guy who's proven he can be a major league starter. Right now, they don't have any other options while they wait for Yovani Gallardo to rehab and come back from that shoulder tendonitis. So Mattis, though, it seems to be on thin ice. He really hasn't shown any signs of being an effective major league reliever this season. And the question was kind of posed, well, has he been right coming off the disabled list? And both Mattis and manager Buck Showalter say that he is healthy. So it's really kind of put up or shut up time for Brian Mattis, I think.
You mentioned Gallardo, and I think he could throw off a mound on Sunday. Is that still right? And how is his general timetable coming around?
That is still right. And they're hoping by the end of that week, by the end of next week, that he is able to do a sim game. So once he does that, he could start and make a few rehab outings. I think they're probably targeting at least 2 to get him back, but it's going to be important to get him up on that mound, see how he does. He's going to do it again after taking a day off, and then, of course, that sim game. So he will be traveling with the team, so they're better able to gauge where he is before sending him out.
Yeah, and it can't hurt to add some more depth to that rotation, considering some of the guys have struggled. One guy who hasn't struggled at all, Brittany, has been Chris Tillman, and it looks like the Chris Tillman of a couple of years ago. 6-1 now after the win on Wednesday night. The ERA in the mid-2s right now. Does he look, besides the numbers, does he look like the ace Chris Tillman that we saw in the past?
He does. He looks like a guy who's more confident. I think the biggest thing when you look at it is he hasn't really had a dud. Usually, in years past, he's had really good starts, but then he's had clunker, and he hasn't had that. He also, in his last outing, didn't have that usual first-inning struggle. So he seems to be evolving and maturing, and that is really good news for the Orioles, considering he was their opening day starter. They've kept waiting to see this guy. It looks like this guy has finally arrived for them.
Yeah, and that's what this team lacked. It looked like going into the season, you wondered if they'd have an ace of any sort, and he's looking like that ace. Adam Jones is also a guy who looks like Adam Jones again. I mean, you talk about heating up. He has certainly done that. He's been on a tear after the slow start, and he's doing it all. He's hitting for average. He's hitting for power. It's no surprise Adam Jones was going to figure it out. When he gets locked in like this, though, how much fun is Adam Jones to watch when he's really on a hot streak?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I think people were really worried about him, kind of questioning whether or not he was hurt, myself included. And watching him, he just looks like a much more confident guy. And I think having a guy like that going really just makes an already dangerous lineup even better. So huge for the Orioles, a big leader, always plays the game 110%, and you see that even when he's not swinging the bat well. He's still flailing into walls and doing everything he can to help this team.
Yeah, he certainly is doing that. One other thing I wanted to touch base with you on, Brittany, is there was a little talk, I think it was more earlier in the week, or maybe it was even the weekend, I think somebody brought up to Buck, Dylan Bundy, and the possibility of him starting next year, because he's been good this year so far. I mean, I think he has to be one of the nice, pleasant surprises of this team, is how effective he has been out of the bullpen. But I thought it was funny how quickly people jumped to other ideas, like, okay, this guy who is a top prospect but has had so many injuries, he's finally pitching well, and there's already that thought like, oh, could he start next year? Is that
right,
something
exactly.
that this team is
or
taking?
Or could he start this year?
Right. I mean, I guess, and part of that is that this team could use starting pitching, but are we rushing ourselves a little bit when thinking about Dylan Bundy as a starter when he's just finally being effective as a reliever?
Of course, but isn't that the fun of critiquing and analyzing and being a fan is that you get to rush ahead and say, well, if this happens and they stay on track here, this guy's projected to do this. So, you know, it's kind of the nature of the beast. I understand. But, you know, Dylan Bundy, I wouldn't rule out as making maybe a start this year. He pitched 3 innings today, and that was important. They wanted to get him to that 3-inning mark. They wanted to stretch him out. He's responded well. His arm's responded well so far. So don't rule out Dylan Bundy later in the season if they need it, being a guy who could potentially make a spot start for them. I mean, they're going to be very cautious. They're going to really monitor his innings. But being in the bullpen has already done that. It's already been a lighter load on his arm. So it's going to be really interesting to watch down the stretch.
A lot of times when a team wants to stretch a guy out to put him in the rotation, they'll send him down to the minor leagues to get stretched out. Obviously, that's not an option with Bundy. How hard is it to stretch a guy out while he's pitching at the major league level?
Right, it's tough. And I think that's what, you know, they lost today. And I think what gets lost in that is the fact that there were still wins. And one of them was Dylan Bundy going 3 innings. So they're going to look for those little opportunities throughout the course of the year. They want him to be stretched out. And you're right, he's out of options. They can't send him to the minor league. So they have to continue to find little ways to get him into the game and to give him an extended outing. Part of that is he has to get guys out, and part of that just has to be dictated by the game. And so far, they've done a nice job. That's the second time he's gone at least into a third inning.
All right, great stuff. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.